USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Kicking off a Western swing, President Donald Trump went through Nevada throughout the weekend looking to expand his path to victory while unleashing a torrent of claims that Democrats are trying to steal the election. Trump defied local authorities by holding a Saturday night rally in tiny Minden after his initial plan to hold one in Reno was stopped out of concern it would violate coronavirus health guidelines. As part of the ongoing crusade against mail-in voting, lawyers for the president's re-election campaign are urging federal judges in Las Vegas to block a state law and prevent mail-in ballots from going to all active Nevada voters less than 8 weeks before the election. The White House also announced that while out west, Trump will also visit California to receive a briefing on the devastating wildfires racing through the region. And tomorrow, the president will also visit Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax lien properties or buying tax forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
United States Senator Bernie Sanders is voicing worries about the way Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has been campaigning recently as the race heads into the final weeks. Sanders, who dropped out of the race in April following a hard-fought Democratic primary battle last spring, said that he wishes Biden would focus more on kitchen table issues like higher wages, job growth, and health care access in the campaign stops rather than spending all his time criticizing President Trump, according to the Washington Post. The independent senator from Vermont also believes that Joe Biden's centrist rather than positive and progressive approach could lead to another Democratic loss. Tropical Storm Sally is strengthening, prompting hurricane and storm surge warnings for parts of the northern Gulf Coast. A hurricane warning for Sally has been issued for Grand Isle, Louisiana to Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and includes Metro New Orleans. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency in advance of the tropical storm. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Another dog food company has a recall in USA's Wendy King has more.
An Alabama-based animal feed company has voluntarily recalled certain dog food products due to elevated levels of mold. Sunshine Mills said dog food sold under the brands Family Pet, Heartland Farms, and Paws Happy Life have aflatoxin at potentially dangerous levels. The FDA said the Louisiana Department of Agriculture discovered elevated levels of mold during a routine sampling. So far, no illnesses or deaths have been linked to the dog food. The recall affects Family Pet meaty cuts in beef, chicken, and cheese, also Heartland Farms grilled favorites in beef, chicken, and cheese, and Paws Happy Life Butcher Choice dog food. The FDA said pets that have consumed the affected products should be taken to a veterinarian if they exhibit signs of illness, including vomiting, yellowish tint to the eyes, or diarrhea.
Over 1,100 students at Miami University of Ohio have now tested positive for coronavirus, but even after testing positive, a group of those students were caught on camera hosting a large house party last week. An officer with the Oxford Police Department arrived to break up that house party, which violated capacity rules, which allow gatherings of no more than 10 people. When police arrived, several students were in the house unmasked, drinking, and listening to music. The police asked, "How many of these people have COVID?" And the students replied, "We all do." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.